This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, President Trump is due to tour a new petrochemical plant in Pennsylvania. The site, owned by Shell, is about 30 miles northwest of Pittsburgh on the Ohio River. Once it's fully up and running, it'll create millions of tons of plastic a year, as well as 600 jobs at the factory. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports on the tensions between a driver of a local economy and global environmental concerns.
The Shell site is currently a huge building project. Up to 6,000 people are assembling reactors, an on-site rail system, 15 miles of underground piping, and a 695-foot-high MOAC.
The MOAC is the mother of all cranes, so it's one of the largest land-based cranes in the world.
That's a Shell video of the site, which will take ethane gas from local shale gas producers and make polyethylene plastic pellets. Mark Aramos from IHS Market.
Plastics, from a petrochemical standpoint, represents 50% of the demand.
He says we use plastics for everything from keeping food hygienic to making vehicles lighter and more efficient. Industrial ecologist Roland Gaia from UC Santa Barbara has concerns, though. He says making new plastic isn't necessarily the way to go.
It's going to make plastic recycling even more difficult.
He says that's especially true with prices falling. Just last week, recycler Replanet in California closed all 284 of its centers, laying off 750 people. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.